I'm Cologuard.
Blog Talk Radio.
These are people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancers?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Let's go ahead and take a look now for Alternative Talk weather outlook for Thursday. We'll see mostly cloudy skies and light showers on and off throughout the day today. High temperatures around 69, 70 degrees. Tonight, clouds and those light showers will hang around. Low temperatures dropping down to about 57. For Friday, more clouds expected. Again, light rain showers. They will taper off by Friday night. That's a good thing. Clear skies. High temperatures, 68 degrees. Low temperatures, 54 degrees. But that's okay. The weekend, we have more sunshine expected and high temperatures back on in the up to the mid-70s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Are you a woman experiencing life transitions and who wants to be recognized for your whole potential? Join me and my co-host, Dr. Pat, as we discuss what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself, as we both have done. This hour is packed with tips and stories on what it means to become whole, to integrate into your true self, and reframe your story in any given situation. Stay with us on this journey of self-discovery, powerful solutions, and unpacking the nature of who we are and why. You've already nailed your first step to your best self by tuning into this show. Now, here are your hosts.
Hey, everybody. We have a great show lined up for all of you. And, yes, this is Nailed It Radio. I'm Dr. Pat. I get to do this show with Carrie. Look, let's just start out for a minute. How has COVID stretched your personality type? You know, how has it done that? There's so much more fear and stress than ever before. And the rules of the game keep changing and changing very rapidly. We are all feeling uncomfortable as I shifted my chair, uncomfortable in our own skins. According to a recent Oracle article, 86% of Americans report a change in personality. Are y'all following me on this? A change in personality due to the pandemic. This is a survey that was taken, but here's what we want to say about it. That is a lot of people. However, according to personality type assessments like the Myers-Briggs type indicator, which we've been talking about, our behaviors may have changed, but our innate personality preferences do not change. What changes is our environment. The good news is you can learn coping strategies to reevaluate and readjust your behavior, my behavior, to your environment by understanding your preferred energy, information gathering, decision making, and lifestyle. That's what today's show is about. Carrie, right?
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you for that introduction. And today we're going to look at those things in how this affects us all in our family dynamics, work dynamics, and, of course, our mental health.
Yeah. I think the leading question is, and I think this is true for many of us, really so many of us, how can we understand your and others' natural energy information gathering? How do we understand that information gathering, decision-making, lifestyle preferences? How do we understand what's going on in the dynamic of you and me and other people? How do we really get to that? And the most important thing is, it's important to understand this, because without that, I don't know, can that help us navigate our day-to-day COVID family dynamics?
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you. So what I want to do first is just do a brief overview of the Myers-Briggs types and preferences that that you referred to. So where we get our energy is extroverted and introverted energy. Extrovert types tend to get our energy from outside of ourselves, and we prefer to communicate by talking as we're thinking, and we prefer to take action and be out and about. Where introverts types get their energy from within by reflecting and thinking before they even speak. In fact, they prefer to communicate by writing and listening and reading, and get their, and so they need introverted types need more downtime to recover their energy so that they can even be around extroverts. And then the other three types is how we gather information, and that's sensing and intuition. So sensing types gather information in step-by-step details in the moment, practical realities, where intuitive types tend to see things in big picture, future-oriented, can connect patterns very quickly and are always looking at possibilities. I always say the sensing types, we see the trees before we can even see the top of the forest. In fact, we start at the root level of the ground and can try to reach the treetops. And intuitive types start above the forest. You know, they're looking up and out to the universe. And also sensing types, we need to understand things. I'm sensing. We need to understand things through our five senses. We have to touch it, see it, smell it to understand it first before we can even look up and out and see how it impacts everybody else. So the third dichotomy is how we make decisions, and that's called thinking and feeling. Thinking types make decisions based on facts and logic, typically taking the person out, the people out of the situation to make a decision versus, and you can say they start with their head. And feeling types tend to start with their heart because they tend to put themselves and others into the decision-making process. It's very people-oriented and very values-based. How does my decisions affect other people? And then the last dichotomy is how we adapt and live our life, and that's called judging and perceiving. And what that means is judging types tend to be very organized, planful, wants to make a decision and move on, tends to follow the rules. And perceiving types are more open-ended, flexible, adaptable, spontaneous, boundaryless, and they want to wait till the last minute to make a decision. They get energized by last-minute decisions because they're still looking at all the possibilities before they make a decision. So in just knowing those, as a reminder too, we use all the dichotomies. We just have a preference. If you start with one or the other, it's kind of like left hand, right hand. My preference to write is with my right hand because it feels natural. I don't even have to think about it. It's like autopilot. I can use my left hand to write. However, it's not going to be as pretty. I have to think about it, and it just takes more time and energy to think about. So that's what preferences are about. It's not like we are either one or the other. We start with one, and it takes a little more effort to go to the other dichotomy. And always remember, there's no right or wrong type. We want to appreciate and be patient with all styles. And so how about if we start with the extroverted and introverted energy within a family dynamic?
Yeah, sure. And, you know, really, it's really important to really take a look at these to understand them. And thank you for that beautiful, you know, introduction and overview, because we know that, at least you and I know, and I think many other people know, that there is some misunderstandings about things. And today's show really, not only is just going to crystallize this, but you're going to put it in the context mm-hmm. of a COVID-19 family. And that may be different for people to understand than the, like, 20 months ago family, right?
Right.
Right. I mean, isn't that, you know, one of the really underpinnings of today's show is to say, here you are, There you were 18, 20 months ago. Here you are today.
And everything was separate. You had your home environment, your home environment, and your work environment. And now all three of them have been together for a long time, and now we're going into hybrid situations, you know, for school and work. So, yeah, like, you really need, I just appreciate knowing the all these things about my family. So because introverted types get their energy from within themselves, they need a quiet space to think and reflect and may be reluctant to get back out there and going to school or work, while extroverts want to be talkative and be active out and about. So some solutions we can look at is just knowing when a child, parent, or spouse needs their quiet space and quiet time at home, you know, at home, and then, or if they need to go out and exercise, that's helpful to know. And even with introverts, just creating that oasis, perhaps taking a bath and locking the door and turning on your music and even setting a timer for the extroverts in your family to go, okay, this is my time right now. When this timer, you know, this timer goes off, then let's communicate, but I just really need this time right now.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question about this? Because I think this is important.
Mm-hmm.
We have ramped up the busyness in our lives, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I know you're going to cover this today, and I think it's so very important. You know, I think all of us are really looking at how much bandwidth we have. Right?
Yeah.
And, you know, there's like an accumulation sometimes. Like my day started at 6. It ended about 6, and you know what my type is. And I found I didn't have any more gas in the tank.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an odd feeling for me because I haven't been that way in a really long time. So, you know, what you're talking about today is so important because I think people, Carrie, are finding themselves in situations that they've never been before, right? Isn't that really, really the one of the core messages today?
Yeah, and there's so many things we can do to help us just stop and breathe and just take our time to, like I said, reevaluate what's happening. And so, you know, when we think about our mental health, and all this applies to all the types, you know, being appreciating and being patient with all the styles, appreciate what you've been able to do so far and keep doing it. And just remember small accomplishments make us feel really good. Know what our triggers are and what our soothers are so we can respond versus react. And reframing our thoughts from negative to positive thoughts. And finally finding gratitude in what is going well in our lives. We have a roof over. If we have a roof over our head, if we have food on the table, if we have toilet paper, you know. So just remembering all those things as we go through each of these dichotomies.
Mm-hmm. You know, part of what we're going to do today, we're going to take a short break, Carrie. Part of what we're going to do today is what you're really zooming in on is a primary focus on a really core and important issue in life. You know, Maslow's diagram was so critically important back, I don't know how many years ago, a long time ago. But in the world we live in today and what you're bringing forward is a multidimensional aspect of who we are.
Yeah.
And if we just could understand a bit about each other, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, then perhaps at the end of a really super crazy, busy, long day for an introvert, you might not ask them if they want to go out to dinner.
Right. Let them, you know, I did a family type table in my own family. There's more introverts than there are extroverts. And so just remembering that a lot of people in your household aren't going to be up for your energy and talkative style. So the two extroverts in my family, we need to get together and either talk to each other or go outside of our family, you know, with friends or someone we trust to talk to. All these introverts can have their downtime.
That's it.
From school and work.
Well, when we come back, that is exactly what we're going to talk about. How can we understand our and others' natural energy information gathering? How do we understand that? How do we understand someone's decision making? This is a big one. decision-making, really, for me. And then lifestyle preferences, right? You know, my downtime may be I'm going to watch the new movie Reminiscence, because that's my way of whatever Carrie's going to say when we come back. And it might not be your way. On the other hand, you may want to sit down and do Sudoku. When we come back, how do we understand it? And then throughout the show, what can we do? Carrie Nail, Nail the Radio. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
How can I explain the few words that we choose?
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answer. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrKarenMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Join a global community connecting our hearts with extraterrestrials who only understand unconditional love and inner peace. The Extraterrestrial Trust Revolution, ETR, provides expertise in raising an individual's energy level through a 13-month course and 8 energy portal journeys. Find out more about this 13-month course as well as an entire resource for you to learn about ETR at connectwithets.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as well as reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit QuantumTouch.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I'm shifting in place at the moment, as Carrie indicated before. You know, we're going to really cover this. How can understanding our and others' natural energy, information gathering, decision-making, lifestyle preferences, how is that going to help us navigate our day-to-day COVID hybrid working dynamics? Before we get to that, Carrie, can you take a minute, please, and just let everybody know, how do I find out more about Carrie Nail?
Thank you. You can reach me at Carrie@CarrieNail.com, or you can visit my website, which is CarrieNail.com. That's K-E-R-I-N-A-I-L.com.
And this is a body of work that you do. I mean, this is really, you do this for individuals. You help couples understand the dynamics. You work with organizations. I mean, you cover it all.
Yeah, and parenting. Our last show was on parenting and understanding our children's types.
Important today more than ever. And we've on previous shows talked about the dynamics and what's happening based on the environment. Mm-hmm. That is not going to change. I do not believe now, based on what I know today, I do not think that that's going to change. I think what you're talking about today is needed now even more than before. So tell us about this. How do we navigate working dynamics?
Yeah. Well, so, you know, if we are working from home as extroverts, we're going to be on a lot of Zoom. Well, no matter if we're introverted or extroverted, we're going to be on a lot of Zoom meetings. And just remember that, especially for introverts, just because we're on Zoom meetings all day doesn't mean to start meetings during that commute time that we all used to have, because introverts actually used that time for downtime to recover their energy, whether in the car or on the train. And so with our Zoom meetings, what we're trying to accomplish in those meetings. For example, extroverts love to collaborate by talking and may feel isolated working from home. So most introverts like working from home. They're not used to their energy isn't constantly being used up physically at the workplace. And if you think about during Zoom meetings, extroverted feeling types may have a harder time wanting to meet on Zoom because they're not getting the warmth and physical dynamics versus extroverted thinking types. They probably prefer to communicate via or have meetings during Zoom because it takes the subjectivity out of the meeting, and it's all about facts. The other thing to think about is always prepare for brainstorming or decision-making meetings. Get that information out ahead of time to everybody, but especially introverts, because if you expect them to express themselves in a meeting, they need to absorb the information first by reading and thinking and just preparing to speak. So just little things like getting information out to everybody and making it clear the expectations of what the meeting is about. And don't do a blanket CC on everybody just because we're not in the office, and don't naturally, you know, just run into them and go, oh, hey, I just wanted to give you a quick update on that meeting. All of a sudden, like, everybody's included on the meeting, whether they need to be or not. So just really be thoughtful about how the meetings are structured and who needs to be there.
Oh, boy. Can I pause for a minute on that? That right there is what I call a golden nugget of transformation. And I want to make sure everybody hears this, because I was listening to, you know, a couple of the other shows we did, and I had to change my approach with my team. Now, there are days where I have to walk into production room. There are four producers in there, right? Three of them now, and their heads are down and they're rolling. And I have what I think is a big announcement. And it is at times their worst nightmare, right? Because they're so focused. So what I've been able to say is, look, I just need 5 minutes of your time just to tell you about the Washington State mandate.
Mm-hmm.
So please, Jamie, do you mind stopping? Malia, Jacob. I don't know another way to do that. So we have to understand the importance of the message if we're going to barge in on people, right?
Yes.
Because I could be that other person you talked about where I'm like, hey, everybody, I got to tell you this. And then it's just not going to be heard.
Right.
This dynamic is important, Carrie, whether we're Zooming or not. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It really should be in place anyway before COVID, during COVID, after COVID, just having productive meetings, period. So, yeah. And then when we look at how we take in information, intuitive types are big picture. So they're going to want to use the agenda for a starting point on the conversation, where sensing detail types are going to want to use the agenda and go through it step by step by step. So just being, you know, sensing types, what sensing types can do is actually gather their detailed thoughts and group them into threes, like three headlines. And intuitive types can take all their big ideas and group them, you know, determine what the focus is and group their big ideas into three groups. So that way, sensing types have some low-hanging fruit to grab onto tangible ideas. And with intuitive types, as sensing types aren't overwhelming them with details. Yeah. And then what else? Then we have thinking and feeling, decision-making in meetings. So thinking types tend to prefer to look at goals and objectives, seeing involvement with tasks first, and feeling types prefer to start with being personal and in agreement. They want everybody to be in harmony first and making sure everyone is heard, and so that people are considered when determining the tasks that are agreed to. So thinking types, what they can do is create space and patience for empathy for the feeling types. And feeling types can create space and patience for logic and critique by not taking things personally, which may require us to take lots of deep breaths to go, okay, this isn't about me. This is, you know, I need to look at this logically. So that's the thinking and feeling type in any kind of meeting. And then we look at how we are boundaries, or are we boundaryless? That's judging and perceiving. So in meetings, judging types want to focus on purpose and direction and make decisions and move on to the next task. Check, 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 check. While perceiving types, they want to keep the process open and flexible. They use rules and regulations as guidelines that can always be modified down to the last minute. And so solutions can be, perceiving types can avoid sharing too many open-ended options and focus on what's most important. And since perceiving types get energized by last minute pressures, judging types can ask for the information they need ahead of time, maybe a day or two before their own deadlines, which keeps everybody less stressed.
Can I ask you an example of this?
Yeah.
Okay. You nailed it. You nailed it. And I think everybody listening can think about their work environment and literally name people. Like, name people. Like, oh my gosh. On our production meeting, Linda has a list. She goes, and when it's Linda's turn, Linda picks up that list and she goes, how are we doing with this? How are we doing with Carrie? Are we ready for the show? Do you have, I mean, honestly, right?
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I hear you say, and let me ask if this is correct, a highly effective team has a number of people. For example, one of the things I didn't talk to our producers about is when they send links out for the shows, you know, there's a personality type that's so focused, does a great job, and says, here are your links for today. But they've listened to the show. They know it's a great show. So what you start to see our producers do is, hey, this was a great show today, Carrie. Here are your links. But somebody that is, I don't know the type, somebody that is like, I got this done. It's awesome. Here are your links for the show, right?
Yeah.
These are different personality types. And we're dealing with 100 different hosts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And some hosts are like, do you like the show or not, right?
Right. Give me the big picture.
And other people are like, great, she sent me my links. These are waters we have to navigate, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It makes me think of an example in my own work environment when I used to work for a workshop organization. The whole culture, it was a startup company, so the whole culture was last minute. Is this, they were flying by the seat of their pants, and here I come in, Mrs. J, like, okay, give me this, you know, give me all the agenda, what's going on, when and where, and what, you know, where I'm supposed to be, when and where. And sometimes, you know, it'd be like, okay, here, do this presentation today. And by the way, this person's going to be your partner. I'm like, well, wait a minute, I haven't even had time to read and think and prepare. Like, I have to verbally practice and know the style of my partner, you know. So for me doing that on the, you know, feet of my pants, I prefer, that stresses me out. So I started to learn to go, hey, like, can I please get the workshop done 2 days before the workshop's due to go live? And so just, you know, just knowing those things, what to ask, knowing that last minute people are going to wait till the last minute, which is means 2 seconds before the workshop starts or the show starts.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, we have an outline for today's show because it's really important to follow the outline so that people get the information. You know, it's perfect for a show like this because you've got to be on target to really walk people through a lot of detail and explain things. And so that's why today's show, for people listening, we're giving you really cool information and very good examples, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as I'm listening, I can pinpoint every action or behavior I've had with my team, right?
Mm-hmm.
But isn't understanding this today, Carrie, isn't this more important now, my sense is, more important now for us that are leaders and participants, not just to understand it, but to do it. And you know, in theory work with organizations, there's a thing called spillover.
Okay.
And spillover is when I'm working and I'm me here and now I'm going home.
Mm-hmm.
Or now I am home, but it's like home time, right?
Right.
Because you're going to talk about that today as well, right? But let's finish going through the organizational dynamics because people are looking and listening to this and they're saying, oh my gosh, that's me, but I don't know what to do.
Well, right, and you hit the nail on the head when you talked about working from home and boundaries, especially if you're a boundaryless person. That's what you're talking about, the spillover. It's like, how do you know when to stop working and go to family time if you're not time-oriented, if that's not a natural preference for you? And so it's important either ask someone like me to help you, you know, go, hey, Dr. Pat, it's time to shut off the computer. It's time to, you know, be with the family now. Or you set your own timer. You know, preceding types can set their own timers and alarms, you know, to do that. So it's just, everything's just so blurry right now. So anytime we can keep any boundaries in place, whether we're perceiving or judging, like just making the bed or personal hygiene or exercising, even just small accomplishments make us feel good. And so just keeping routines in place that whether you're, like I said, perceiving or judging, do those. In perceiving types, it may just be one routine, right?
Yeah, but what you're saying is important because if we can really talk about this for a minute, what you're saying is important because if we don't do this and are not aware of this, those things that are super important to us fall off the radar.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Fall off the radar. And what you're trying to say to folks today is there are tools, there are things we can do, because if we're not really understanding this, can you give me a sense from your perspective and what you see and who you're working with, what the heck happens to the family?
Mm-hmm. Well,
right?
Yeah, and when we look at both family, I create type tables. You know, I'll create one for the family, I'll create one for work. And then if you look at both of those, then it's like, okay, are my natural preferences being met at home and or at work? Okay, if they are at one, then we know when we're at the other that we're going to have to expend a little more energy. However, what if your natural preferences aren't being met at either place? You know, so what do you have to do to yourself? What has been working before? Keep doing that. And again, just having the awareness of yourself and others it helps us not get it on each other's nerves.
Yeah, and I want to drive this point home. A lot of times we can't see it. That's the work you do.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're working with people in the family, I want to make sure everybody hears this. What Carrie does is she'll create almost like, you know, a family dimension, a chart, a cultural chart based on personality. So it's really a look at this to see what it is. And then folks, right, can understand, wait a minute, I'm this. Oh, wait a minute. You're really this. So when I come barging in on you in the middle of your Sudoku game,
oh, yeah. You
don't raise your head up, I'm not going to take that personally because basically you don't even see me. I don't know. I don't know if that's correct or not. But
well, no, yeah, we should be thoughtful about it. And that's why the family dynamic chart can tell us, like I said earlier, my family's mostly introverts, so I need to be careful and thoughtful about barging in and expending all my energy at them and asking, hey, I need to talk to you about something. When's a good time for you?
Yeah.
And I know introverts can sometimes have a hard time asking for what they need, but just something simple like, hey, I just really need this time alone, you know. And if you can't keep people from you, then go in and lock the bathroom door.
And I love the chart you put together. I want to make sure everybody knows, and Jamie's got this, there's a chart that you put together, and it's called the team culture. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
But I looked at this chart, and, you know, I was surprised to see myself on there because you know what I am, right? And, you know, and so I'm looking at that, and I'm thinking in the context of this, you know, if I really look at this, and I think Linda is an ISTJ, I think she is. I'm not sure what Jessica is, but wouldn't it be interesting to have the whole team done?
Yes.
To really look at the team, you know, my team. And I'm going to ask my team if they want to do that with you, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about this because we're going to take a short break in a minute. But as we're going through this in the workplace, what are you seeing? If we don't really understand that, what is the impact? Does it affect us individually? Does it affect us mentally? What are you seeing?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Now that we've looked at the dynamics of work, did we cover everybody, Carrie? Did we cover every type? I think we did.
Yeah, we did. We did in the workplace.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
So now, here's the question. Lines are blurred.
Mm-hmm.
Boundaries, when 20 months ago, didn't have a lot of issues around boundaries. You even knew what time you were taking lunch. You knew what time meetings were, where you had to show up. Your clients were lined up. You're meeting face-to-face, maybe, maybe not. You got up. You got dressed. You got in your car. You drove to the office. Mm-hmm. In fact, but now, how did these lines now get blurred? What is it we want to talk about in understanding these personality types? And is there a COVID, day-to-day COVID, physical and mental health impact? We're going to take a very short break when we come back. Carrie's going to walk us through this. Why? Because the statistics and numbers are coming out. They're getting real. And Carrie now can help. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path for the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOdnedo.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com. Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the conscious parenting community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark. Join us, Dr. Pat Basile, in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
Welcome back. Look at this is Carrie Nail, Nailed It Radio. I get to do the show. Fantastic. This is really now entering into a new realm. You know, we have a new paradigm here. You know, and Carrie, the reason I'm saying it is because where we were 20 months ago is a blur. But then things shifted about 2 months ago and people started to change. But now we're shifting again. And this is really the conversation I'd like you to add to, but we need to know how to contact you. If I'm an individual, I want to contact you and understand myself in the context. If I'm an organization, I want you to come in and work with my people or Zoom them, whatever you do. How do we do that?
You can contact me via my email, carrie@carrienail.com, or my website, which is carrienail.com, K-E-R-I-N-A-I-L. .com, and please send me a message and I'll reply right back to you.
Yeah. Carrie, what we're going to talk about now is really what I call the punchline. It is the part of the movie that you wait for, because now we're talking about COVID, physical and mental health, how to understand our natural ability, information gathering, decision making, and lifestyle preferences. Mm-hmm. But this right here, I'm not going to get into the statistics in this show, because what you have to say is more important.
So, yeah, thank you, Dr. Pat. All this accumulates, right? Again, our family and work dynamics, school dynamics, everything, it all impacts our physical and mental health, especially our mental health. So what can each of our types do? So with extroverted and introverted energy,
I know. I got to tell you, I'm speechless too.
Yeah.
And let me tell you why. This right here, the impact of this can really be looked at through the lens of personality types. I'm not kidding about yesterday. And really, you're welcome to really pick up on it. I had a 6 a.m. call. I nonstop through the day. Meeting after meeting, conversation mm-hmm. after conversation. It is the first time that I've had a day like that since I worked for Bob Davis in the Bell system, And I was asked to take the phone books to break up the phone company.
Wow.
Literally, two of us. Take the phone books, figure out how to break up the phone company. I thought that was a joke, 36 hours straight. And I said to Linda yesterday, I'm sitting on the couch, I said, I can't describe what I feel, but I can't give you an answer about what I want for dinner either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you know, when we think about even, you know, it's hard enough to look at this from home, but our work dynamics, this is a great opportunity to readjust and to go, hey, everybody, what do you need? Introverts, do you need more time at home? Extroverts, do you need more social interaction? How can we do both? How can we work that hybrid well for each of them? Then the information gathering, especially the pandemic has thrown off sensing types who are very detailed and in the moment. We like our step-by-step. And the pandemic's thrown that all off. It puts everything in flux for sensing types. They don't know what they're supposed to do anymore. They thought things were supposed to be this way, and it's just really overwhelmed them. And then intuitive types who are naturally looking out to the future may be struggling with seeing a positive future and maybe getting overwhelmed with, you know, all the news programs and talking about, you know, things change left and right so rapidly. So intuitive types can actually help sensing types look beyond the moment and help them reframe from negative to positive. Yeah, and sensing types, we need that. We need to be patient with our intuitive types. My husband's intuitive, the rest of us are sensing, and he's always trying to make things, you know, help us see things out of the moment in a more positive way. And, you know, sometimes I'm like, no, I just want to deal with it within the moment. But I've grown to love that about him is his big picture and way of looking at things positively. Then we look at thinking and feeling, and that's where we're, you know, especially with the mask mandates, vaccinations, do we vaccinate, do we not, do we mandate things? My sister-in-law was just telling me a story. She sat in on a school board meeting on determining to have a mask mandate or not, and she's also getting ready to have a wedding for her daughter. And so all those things, you were talking about it too, you know, with work. And if we have to take into consideration both the logical data, which keeps, and that can drive thinking types crazy because it keeps changing.
Yeah.
And feeling types, they have their own stories, right? One of the decisions to create a mask mandate in this one school was some people were saying, but my daughter has asthma and masks. It's really hard for her to breathe.
Yep.
And another mom is saying, I have four immunocompromised children.
Right.
So your problem impacts my problem. But they all listened to each other. The superintendent there must have facilitated it was a 2.5-hour meeting, just listening to everybody's point of view. So taking in the facts and taking in the impact on each person, because they're, you know, who says one person's value is right or wrong?
Right.
And data, you know, thinking types want to be systematic, want to be principled all across the board. You have to take both of those into consideration. And when you have somebody that can do that, that can facilitate those conversations, kudos.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love what we're talking about because we went through sort of today in the show. You know, we started by talking about an introduction of what these personality types are. You know, you said this more times than not, and I so appreciate it. You know, this is not about judging a type. This is not one type is better than the other. Mm-hmm. This is about understanding the impact, understanding how we make decisions, you know. You know what my type is. You put it on the chart. People can see it in the Facebook show. Jamie's got the chart she's got there. And so the question mark really does become, you know, what am I learning about myself?
Mm-hmm.
And I think through your shows and speaking with you, I learned the value of understanding this because I see myself. You know, and I shared this with you. I had an opportunity to launch our technology 4 weeks ago, and I didn't. And it didn't make sense. But there was something about it that I knew we had to explore further. And so disappointed, you know, a couple of people, let all you know we're making changes. And then I went into the process of investigating. So it wasn't that I was just intuitive and said, oh, I then took it and said, we need to test this further.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is that was the right decision,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
But explaining that to people, isn't that what you help with? Because that's not easy.
Right. Yeah. And that you talked about it being your ideas, right? Being able to say them to the rest of your staff in a practical way. Not just saying, I can see it, I can feel it, I intuit it. It's like, you know what? I've had enough, perhaps, had enough technology experience to realize I need to take this, we need to take this a step further. And I'd really appreciate you guys helping me do that.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not so hard, is it?
It isn't. And because I learned a bit from you, that's pretty much what I said and mm-hmm. asked for help. But, you know, as we're looking at this and we're looking at different types, right,
mm-hmm.
let's talk about now our new understanding and our own preferences. How does it help us cope? Because as we're going through here and we're looking at judging, perceiving, we're looking at this in the context of mental health and physical health. You know, if we don't really understand this, the pent-up anxiety
mm-hmm.
doesn't really go anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why, especially in communicating, to me it seems like communication is a lot of the starting point, too, in understanding our preferences, to having better relationships with each other and deal with any kind of situation. And so, and we can also use our knowledge about ourselves to value ourselves and each other. There's no right or wrong way to be. We want to use type to understand each other, not use it as an excuse. We want to use it to accept each other, accept our differences and our natural ways of being instead of expecting everybody else to be just like us because we're not. And just remember, there's no right or wrong type.
Yeah. Carrie, look, this has been for us today, and those of you listening, of course, if you're watching on Facebook, you're getting some great imagery that's coming through to help understand it. But we started today talking about how has COVID stretched your personality. And as we've looked at this and we've gone through this, we've looked at, you know, what is and what are personality types. Can you identify? And you may not know. So if you really want to know, give Carrie a call, right? And then even when you find out, that kind of may not be enough. You may come up and come with interpretations of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I know my first time, Carrie, I did that, and I didn't feel really good.
Mm-hmm.
So isn't this also the way now that you're working with people, working with families, parenting? You have a whole platform on parenting. How do people find out about all of that?
So, my life coaching business, I provide solutions to challenging situations by helping my clients understand who they are at their core using the Myers-Briggs personality assessment, which tells us who, you know, where we naturally get our energy, take in information, make decisions, and how we live our life, what our preferences are, and understand that about each other. And then we can communicate and have better relationships. You can contact me via my email, which is carrie@carrienail.com, and my website, which is carrienail.com. That's carrienail.com. Thank you so much, Dr. Pat, for letting me be on your show and be able to share all this. It's just so important. It's so important to me, and I just feel like everybody in the world should know what I know.
Yeah. And, you know, what it does is it also does this, and I want to, you know, say this in closing. What it does is it helps us understand and accept, you know, accept ourselves, accept each other, right? Accept who we are and how we can go and who we can become. Because when we understand this dynamic, and I have to tell you, I can't thank you enough for helping me understand it, I certainly do less of barging in a room and making an announcement. You know, we're doing things a little bit differently, but we live in a seriously dynamic environment. You know that, right? And yet at the same time, this understanding can relieve stress, help us navigate even the most stormy waters, learn a little bit more about communicating, and in the end, give us a state of peace. Because that's what's at stake, isn't it?
Yeah, and we need to take time. We need to give, all of us need to give ourselves time to breathe and be patient with ourselves and with each other. And it doesn't take much to do that. Just 2 minutes, three times a day as you're drinking your coffee or taking a walk. It's not that hard.
Wow. Carrie, one more time. How do we find out about you? How do we work with you? And thank you for everything that you're doing.
You're welcome. I can be reached at my email, carrie@carrienail.com, or my website, carrienail.com, and that's K-E-R-I-N-A-I-L.com. And I so look forward to hearing from any and everybody that would like to learn more about this important topic.
You've nailed it. Thank you for listening to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail, and my co-host Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm at my best when I'm helping others be their best. Tune in next time for more tips and stories on what it means to become whole and integrate into your true self. To subscribe to this show and get more information about how I can help you be your best, visit CarrieNail.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Thursday to you. Benny Cotter here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for Round the Sound. I-5 southbound just north of the I-90 around Milepost 164. Recent collision partially blocking the two left lanes and partially blocking the right-handed lane. Missing medical aid fire system signal have arrived on the scene. We are taking care of that. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, it's unapologetically favored. Courtney Kitchell, walking your purpose.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. The Pentagon is confirming a number of U.S. troops were killed in the attack at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan. While Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby would not confirm the number of deaths, multiple outlets are reporting the U.S. ambassador told his staff four Marines died and three more were wounded. One of the explosions was outside the airport and another was at or near a local hotel near the airport. That hotel was reportedly used to ferry Americans to the airport. Taliban sources are telling NBC News at least 13 people were killed. Evacuations are still underway despite the two deadly suicide bomb blasts. The Pentagon says 5,200 American troops remain at the airport and scores of Afghans are on the tarmac awaiting their flights. President Biden's scheduled meeting with the Israeli prime minister is being delayed due to the situation in Afghanistan. The president's meeting with Naftali Bennett was originally scheduled for late this morning, Eastern Time. Florida Congressman and retired Green Beret Michael Waltz is reacting to the explosions.
This is very likely ISIS, which is actually serving as a spoiler with this deal, or seeking to serve as a spoiler with this deal that Biden has with the Taliban.
He says the ISIS-K splinter terror group is made up of some of the most hardcore terrorists in the world. While they rival the Taliban, they both want to kill Americans. He fears Afghanistan is now a cesspool of jihadism, and it will only spread. He says the president's decision to pull U.S. troops out of Afghanistan by August 31st leaves all Americans less safe. Weekly jobless claims rose slightly last week. Elisa V has more.
Mark Hamrick, senior analyst with Bankrate.com, says it would have been nice to see a fifth week of declining numbers.
But I don't think the relatively slight increase of 4,000 putting us at 353,000 new claims is anything to be alarmed about.
Hamrick says through the pandemic, we've learned things don't move in a straight line. Overall, though, he says we are heading in a positive direction.
You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
For 35 years, Donny Coe Pet Clinic has provided comprehensive care for the animals of people in need. Funded by donations and powered by volunteers, Donny Coe Pet Clinic keeps overhead to a minimum to ensure healing is at a maximum. Please join Team Donny Coe and make a difference in the lives of people and their animals. Volunteer or donate today. Donny Coe Pet Clinic. Log into DonnyCoe.org. That's DonnyCoe.org.
And let's go ahead and take a look now for alternative talk weather outlook for Thursday. Well, we'll see mostly cloudy skies and light showers on and off throughout the day today. High temperatures around 69, 70 degrees. Tonight, clouds and those light showers will hang around. Low temperatures dropping down to about 57. For Friday, more clouds expected. Again, light rain showers. They will taper off by Friday night. That's a good thing. Clear skies. High temperatures, 68 degrees. Low temperatures, 54 degrees. But that's okay. The weekend, we have more sunshine expected and high temperatures back on in the up to the mid-70s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready here. We're live. Go ahead and do it.
Hello, everyone. I am Courtney Cottrell, and you are listening to Unapologetically Favored on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with me for the next hour, and let me help you shift your mindset from viewing life as an obstacle to seeing it as your greatest opportunity. Each episode on Unapologetically Favored, we will have some of the best motivational and inspiring conversations empowering you to become more confident, embrace your power, and allow you to walk in your purpose. Today, we are encouraging every one of you who are listening to shift your mind from negative to positive. And also with me today, I am so honored to have Dr. Pat in the flesh and blood, who is also a family member of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Hey, Dr. Pat, how are you doing?
I am so excited about this, I cannot even tell you. I have been waiting to do this show with you. And you know, today we're going to talk about life purpose, right?
Right.
And the question really is, can we change our views? Can we remove obstacles? Can we look at opportunities? But, you know, in this episode, we're going to learn that. I want to ask you this question as we get rolling to talk about to mind or not to mind. I want to talk about unapologetically favored, because that right there, Courtney Cottrell, how to walk in your purpose. I want to just stop for a moment. I want to tell everybody something. I am just so jazzed about this. And let me tell you about, let me tell you about Courtney. I get to work with Courtney. I get to just be in conversation with Courtney. I get to talk about how you're going to shape the show. Here's what you're going to find out. So if you can imagine having an inspirational, motivational, purpose-driven conversation with your best friend.
Oh, yeah.
So being told what you need to hear or not need to hear.
Right.
That is tuning in to Unapologetically Favored, this show, Courtney, we're talking about this. This is where people will learn. You're going to learn to be yourself. You're going to learn to love yourself. You're going to learn to walk in your purpose without fear, without worry, because Courtney's this. She's a leader of many and a friend to all. Active duty United States Navy Master Chief.
Yes.
The author of Unapologetically Favored, A Woman, A Leader, A Testimony. Motivational book, Wake Up, Turn Up, Bless Up. beautifully inspiration for her. This is what we fasten your seatbelts is what I'm about to say to everybody right here. Because here's what Courtney's about to say. When you stop worrying about what others think and start walking in your purpose and you allow yourself to grow, you allow yourself to discover all of the gifts, everything you have offered to her. When you do that, everything begins to shift. Today's episode, everything begins to shift from uncertainty to possibilities and confidence, your personal power. Never apologize for who you are. Let's do it, Courtney.
Yes. You know what? I have never had an introduction like that, but oh, my goodness, I'm going to put you in my pocket and take you everywhere with me. I love that. I don't even know what to say right now. I'm just so humble. Oh, yes, but everything you said, the purpose and the power and the drive and motivation, you know, I am a true, firm believer that everything happens in life for a reason. But it's, your mindset contributes to that as well. And you can either walk through life with a negative mindset, blaming everything, you know, that doesn't go the way you think it should go on other people, or you can take accountability, own up to it. Have a growth mindset, an open mindset, and say, you know what? What do I need to do to fix myself or to look at this situation, this circumstance with another vision that's going to help me get to the next level, take the next step. It's going to help me enroll back in college or go ahead and buy that house or start that company or just, you know, quit the job that I couldn't stand for 20 years. What is going to get me there? And it all starts with the mindset and not worrying what other people think. Learn how to be unapologetic for your life circumstances and, you know, who you are as a person, and just walking in your purpose once you find that. And the way to your purpose is to find what your passion in life truly is. And that is what we are going to talk about today. I'm so happy to have you here with me. It's going to be a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
So I do have one question that I do want to ask you as, you know, as we start going through this. You know, when we talk about shifting the mindset from negative to positive, for you, Dr. Pat, you know, how would you do that? I said, you need to figure out how we could think a little bit better or with a little more positive vision. How could you go about doing that?
All right. So if you'd asked me that question a bunch of years ago, okay, so let's just talk about where I was, where I am now, right? Okay, because I'm going to give you the short answer because it's going to be really short. Back in the day, if you'd have asked me that when I was growing up, when I was a kid, when I was a teenager, you know, I had outlets, right?
Mm-hmm.
My outlet when I was in my 20s, you know, I was either playing table tennis or I was drinking and using. Okay, that's a true confession. That doesn't work. Okay, that is not how you shift mindset. But I'm saying, but I did something to try to do it. I didn't have the tools I had today. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of angels help me. One of the things that I know is when you realize you're not walking this planet alone and you are divinely guided.
Yes.
When you have a sense of that, you can develop that and you can learn to mind or not to mind. And I want to just say this to you. I learned the hard way. Even after starting the show, I doubted myself. 6 months into this, 18 years ago, I doubted myself. And I came down with a mystery disease. And that mystery disease, that shifted my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
That pointed me in a direction to find people that could help me. And I changed the entire landscape of the show. Do you know what the show was called?
What?
Don't be laughing now, but you can laugh. Google it. Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life. That was the show name because I was so layered over. And I'm telling you, I entered into this world excited about possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
But I doubted myself. Now, can you imagine what kind of shift I needed to have? Because my soul pathway was laid out for me, and I was going to stop doing it. And I got so sick, Courtney, that I could not do anything else but this. And I say, thank you. So back in the day, I had a lot of tools. Today, 70 times a day, I commit every 70 days to minimally 70 times a day for 70 days, I say, thank you, God. And that is the God of your understanding. That is whatever you believe.
Right.
You know, I have a friend that's Muslim. You know, mm-hmm. she thanks you. She has a different thank you, Allah. She has her own words around that. My table tennis player is East Indian. She has her way of doing it. But whatever that way is, if you can get your mind to be thank you, thank you, thank you, and you're going like this, like a bobblehead.
Right.
Hallelujah for that.
Right.
What do you do?
So, you know, it was, I think it was always, you know, when I talk about the story in my book about how I came up with Unapologetically Favored, and there's a spot in there where I talk about I had a mental breakdown. Like, I had a breakdown, but that breakdown allowed me to have a breakthrough, because sometimes, you know, we don't have pressure release valves, and that pressure release valve is what you need in life to, like, get your feelings and your emotions out, get your anger out. You know, it kind of, that pressure release, when you don't have it and you're just bawling about this pressure, that pressure, that stress, that anxiety, that fear, all of that will make you sit down real quick. It'll make you sit down and pause your life. And that's when you end up thinking about everything you've been through, you become overwhelmed, and all your emotion comes flooding out. But then once it's over with, it's like your spirit is light, your soul is just fluffy again, and you see life through clearer glass now. You can see everything. And for me, I think just, you know, when I had to shift my mind or shifting my mind from the negative to the positive, you know, it was that moment, having that breakdown for me is honestly what did it. Because before that, you know, being a lesbian woman, black woman in the military, it was a struggle. So I felt like people were against me. I felt like I was going to be judged. I was going to be talked about. I was going to be shamed and not allowed to do certain things or not allowed for certain positions, or I'll never make it because I've never seen a black master chief, you know, at that time. That's not for me because they're not. So my mindset was always negative. But then when I had that breakdown, it was, I can't put this on other people. I can't put on other people my fears. Because it's not their problem, it's mine. So I need to reevaluate my thinking process. I need to reevaluate the way that I am conducting myself and making other people feel comfortable or uncomfortable around me. Because I always think, you know, if somebody's uncomfortable around you, that's probably because you're making them that way. People react to their environment. So that's just something to think about. But I had to change who I was, and instead of looking at negativity all the time and thinking with negative thoughts, I had to learn how to embrace and think more positive and say, you know what? Every setback is a setup for a major comeback. I had to change that thought process and allow myself to just say, you know what? This is who I am. If you don't like me, I don't care. I wasn't born into this world to be your specific best friend, you know, and just embrace who I was and love me first, and then the positive just started rolling into my life. Because I just feel like if you start thinking positive, if you start embracing and loving who you are, everything starts at the core.
Yeah.
And from there, it kind of just builds itself out, and then everything around you becomes different. It just becomes more positive, like negative, you know?
Yeah, I wanted to say this. Like, we're gonna skip the break because we're going to roll into this, Courtney. You know, one of the things you talk about is don't sink your soul by allowing negative thoughts to weigh you down. All right, let's just get on this right now.
Yes.
Because we need this now.
Yes.
If we ever needed something like this, can I share a little tidbit with you? This mm-hmm. happened really recently.
Okay.
I connected with somebody who wanted to do a show with us.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Call me. And said, really love your platform, love the people that are on the show. And I'm thinking about doing my podcast, and I understand you have TV now. Really excited about it. And she said, you know, but I'm just a little bit concerned about you. Like, you know, so I just did a little research. I listened to a couple of your shows. Like, is everybody over there gay? And I'm like, yeah, I heard the show where you talk about, like, you were at Stonewall, and, you know, like, I heard, like, so it's like, is this like a LGBTQ network? And I said, okay, what if it is?
Right.
You know, like, what's bothering you? Well, you know, like, the program, I said, I'm not even going to tell you the rest of the conversation. You could fill in the blank yourself.
Right.
I said, you know, that was me talking about Stonewall. And I got to tell you, it sounds like you're not a really a good fit for us because we're like an all network.
Right.
We're like all. Right. We're like everybody. We're like, you can come in here and do a show with us, right? Your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought to myself, am I having this conversation in 2021 with somebody, Courtney?
Right.
I think if I'd have had that conversation when I was younger, let's talk about what happens with life experience when we allow negative thoughts to weigh us down.
Mm-hmm.
Are we able to achieve? Can we receive? Are we able to, you know, understand the possibilities? Tell us about don't sink your soul by allowing negative thoughts.
So I saw that, and I thought it was, like, a really, really good conversation with you. Because, you know, just like in today's time, we're talking about, you know, 2021, right? 2020 has just been a doozy. It just blindsided everybody, you know, and it's kind of really made us, like, without choice, just to kind of revamp everything, the way we live, how we speak to people, even, you know, teaching classes. Kids are doing virtual online schooling. It's just crazy right now, and we are so consumed with social media. We're so consumed in politics. We're so consumed with, you know, worrying about the way we look, how we're being perceived, if somebody's going to like me, why I don't have, you know, this many likes or attention on social media, or, and we don't realize that all that negativity can sink you as a person because you become so overwhelmed with it that it just hugs you. That negativity just hugs you, and you find yourself depressed because you're constantly comparing who you are to the next person, or you're constantly depressed because everything you saw on the news was so negative that now you're on the defense when you go to Home Depot or Lowe's because you're scared that somebody's going to approach you in a negative way. You're so much on a defense, you know, if you're a teenager and your kids and your parents come home because you're like, you know, and you start yelling at me, I didn't do anything, because parents aren't supposed to yell at their kids. You don't realize how much negativity just hugs you and holds you and embraces you. And we have to realize and see for ourselves, are we doing that? You know, so like to all the listeners who are listening right now, think about that in your life right now. How much social media are you allowing to drive the negativity in your life, you know, your family life at home, your job, your coworkers? Are you allowing that negativity to just sink you to the point you go home and you're like, you're done for the day? You're mentally drained, you want to lay on the couch, you don't want to do anything, because you've given all your energy to this negative entity, whatever that negative entity, and it has just drained you. Negativity will sink your soul. It will sink you as a person, and that was my thought process.
Yeah. Look, I love certain kind of like TV shows, right? So mm-hmm. I love Killing Eve. I love that show, but I love it because I love Sandra Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to throw something at you because I love this quote from her because it really talks to you, Courtney, and what you do and what you're about. And she's saying, talking about 2020, sometimes the future changes quickly and completely, and we're left with only the choice of what to do next.
Right.
We can choose to be afraid of it, just stand there trembling, not moving, assuming the worst that can happen, or we can step forward into the unknown and assume it will be brilliant.
Right.
That's what we're talking about today.
Yes, that is exactly what we're talking about. Just being able to take that step forward and, you know, just shifting that mindset. Stop thinking that everything bad is going to happen. Because when you start thinking that way, you believe it to be your reality, and it holds you back from being the very best version of yourself. You know, you got to – when your mind is everything. If you walk into a situation and – you know, or in your head, you're like, you know what? I'm the best person for this job. If you say that to yourself, affirmations morning after morning after morning, when you walk into that job interview, it's going to exude itself. You're going to look like you're the best person for that job. Now, you might not even have any idea what this job is about, but your appearance, that your character, your everything, your aura is going to present itself as being the best person for this job.
But we have to stop being scared to take that next step, that next journey, and say, you know what? It's going to work out for my good. And if it doesn't, and you feel like you've been rejected, just think of rejection being a part of your protection, because that probably wasn't meant for you at that moment. But it's all in your mindset, shifting everything from negative to positive.
And, you know, we're talking, too, here, not only about looking at our life experiences and really looking at how we come forward, but we're talking about, let's get on this one, we're talking about limiting beliefs. And what I mean by this, and I love the conversation on limiting beliefs, because beliefs are, like, powerful.
Right.
They're powerful.
Right.
Right? I mean, I was talking to somebody the other day, and she was like, I am never going to lose these 20 pounds. I just, you know, like everybody says, it's a COVID thing and the 20 pounds, and I don't know, I'm never going to lose it. And I just, like, my head was going to explode. And she's close to me, and I said, okay, all right. So you're telling me you're never going to lose those 20 pounds. And I said, I've got to ask you a burning question. Do you even want to lose them? I mean, are you just telling me you're never going to lose them, or do you not want to lose them? And she said something interesting to me. I'm not sure what I think. I don't know if I really want to lose them, or that I believe that no matter what I do, I'm not going to lose them, or even if I work really hard and I get on my elliptical that I have 10 feet away from me,
right.
I don't think I'm going to lose them because I think I've aged. Now you got a belief.
Right, because she's older, she's not going to lose her weight.
There you go. This is really what we're talking about. There's a belief underneath all this. Can you talk mm-hmm. about that? Because these beliefs get infiltrated in the, you know, pill, potion, lotion, what we see on television. Yes. All of a sudden somebody says, you just turned this, therefore you're not going to be able to do this. Tell us about limiting beliefs. Yes. What did you do to bust through yours?
Well, you know, a lot of people, they probably don't even recognize, and I've asked this question. I do, like, leadership classes and everything within the Navy for leadership, and I've asked people, you know, do you know, have you ever heard of limiting beliefs? And a lot of people will say no, and I'll explain it to them. Limited beliefs are the things that you probably don't even realize you have it, but we all have a limited belief some way, somehow. And it can go from whether it being passed down through your family, or it's just inherited by society, or, you know, what you've been, how you've been raised. Everybody has a limited belief that is just a little fence line in your brain that you're holding up that's telling you you can't go no further than these boundaries. You can't achieve this position because it's not meant for women. You can't go to college because nobody in your neighborhood, in your family, in your city has ever achieved anything or went to college. You can't be successful in the Navy because you weren't supposed to even be there because you weren't supposed to amount to anything. So when you're growing up like that, it becomes a permanent fixture in your brain, and you're trying to figure out why you can't get ahead because you unconsciously have this belief that you cannot break past a certain boundary because of the way you were raised, the things that you were taught, what you have seen. So individually, it's up to one person, an individual, to say, you know what? I can do this. You're not going to tell me what I can or cannot do in my life. It's up to me to make that decision. And I did, you know, back in March, I had the opportunity to speak to one of the Naval ships for Women's History Month. And what part of my speech I asked, speaking to the females, I said, you know, as you move up in leadership positions, whether it's in the corporate world or in the military, finding female leadership, top female leadership, becomes really, really, really thin. And everything isn't meant for everybody. So when you're sitting back and you're saying, well, I can't do this because I've never seen a female do that, or I can't do this because nobody from my ethnicity has ever done that, maybe that position was waiting on you to shatter that glass ceiling. Maybe that was supposed to be your purpose in life. But because your limited beliefs are holding you back, you will never know. So when you find yourself saying, I can't go to college, what is holding you back? I can't apply for this position. What is holding you back? The fear of the unknown, or is it because you have never seen anybody like you do it, or you've been told you are not a fit for it, you know? So limited beliefs, oh, my goodness, those a lot of people don't realize how deep that is, and that is ultimately the core of their problem because they just don't realize you can do whatever you want to do.
I did a study a bit ago, and I just want to say this before we go to break. Today is one of them days that for women, and I work with women and you work with women, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and there's just a new level of awareness I find myself doing. I find myself just making everybody aware, as a woman, you think you have equal rights, you don't. Mm-hmm. And the poll I did a couple of months ago just asking folks about, I said, do you believe that you have the right to equal pay? And everybody, yeah, like, oh, yeah, we do, right? And I said, do you believe you don't now? And they said, yeah, we know we're not. And I said, do you know that the Congress passed an equal pay bill that went to the Senate? You could hear a pin drop. I said, do you know what the vote was in the Senate for you to have equal pay? You could hear a pin drop.
Mm-hmm.
No one knew that the Senate vote on giving women equal pay was turned down. It was voted down. I had a room full of people that didn't know that. And today, by the way, is National Women's Equality Day. That's what it's called. But that is so far from reality. But it is still called that
mm-hmm.
because on that day, a 19th Amendment to the Constitution granting women full and equal voting rights happened in 1920. And I want to talk with you about this when we come back. I don't know any woman that has stood up and fought for a right, any woman that has stood up and fought for something about who they were and what they needed to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I know any man that has done that that wasn't fully so embedded in the strength of conviction about what they believed was right for them. Because it drives us, it motivates us, but it could stop us short, it could limit us, and it could tell yourself and your mind you're not worth it. When we come back,
right.
We're going to talk about that. How can we help all of you listening to know you're worth it? And if you don't know that you just did not get equal pay because the Senate voted this down because some of the senators said, it's going to cause too many frivolous lawsuits. Newsflash, Courtney, equal pay lawsuits are not frivolous. When we come back,
right.
If you're standing in your no, you need to know why. Courtney's joining us here today. When we come back, you're going to find out a lot about her, about her books, how you can contact her, all of the above. We're going to take a short break. Benny and Jamie, we'll be right back.
Looking for the next Can't Put It Down book? Pick up Unapologetically Favored by Courtney Cottrell, 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy and motivational speaker. See this beautiful coming-of-age story unfold through the eyes of a true leader. A testimony of tenacity, faith, and self-love that will have you embarking on your own path of self-discovery. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney and her work.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit CarrieNail.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Can't get enough of iSoul Radio?
Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off-limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Courtney Cottrell, host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal? Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
I love it. We're back. For those of you out there, just get ready for this, because this is a show that you're going to be hearing a lot about. Unapologetically Favored with Courtney A. Cottrell. Walk in your purpose, life purpose. Can you change your views in life from obstacles to opportunities? Yes, you can. And this is really what Courtney does. This is what she stands for. This is the way she walks her path in life. Now, before we go ahead and we start to talk a little bit about the no, I can tell you a lot about rejection. How do people find out about you? How do they find out about the work you do? How do they find out and get copies of the books? Tell us everything.
Everything. So I'll give you everything minus my birth date. So to contact me, I am on every social media platform that is out there. I am on Facebook under Unapologetically Favored. I am on Twitter. I am on Pinterest and Instagram as well. And just to make it easy, you can go to unapologeticallyfavored.com and actually reach all my social media as well as buy my books and be on the lookout for the third motivational, inspirational book coming out later this year.
So you're on a purpose and you're on fire. You are. And, you know, the reason I love talking about this and talking with you is because you and I have something in common. Mm-hmm. We have been rejected at various point in times in our life.
Right.
And I say the word rejected for a reason, because that is the way I felt.
Mm-hmm.
I felt rejected. I tell you what, I've been fired from every job I've ever had. That's actually good news.
Mm-hmm.
And fired for reasons of what I believed in and who I was. Now I want to talk about what we do with that rejection. You know, Courtney, my boss, Dr. Roz Doctor, wanted me to fire somebody 1 month away from a full pension. And something took over my body. You know, I was an executive making a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at her and I said, I'm not doing it. Now, I went off and applied for a lot of schools. Sometimes people say no. Sometimes you hear no.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you do with your no.
So when I hear the word no, and I shared this with a girlfriend of mine yesterday, I said, you know, when somebody tells you no, to me it just means next opportunity. Because everything in our life, you know, my thought process and Courtney's thought process, it's already predestined. You know, where you're supposed to be, the people that you meet along your journey in life, were supposed to be there. It was supposed to happen. And if there is something that you are striving to achieve, you're striving to get,
and you don't get it, it's okay. No. Next opportunity. Try again. And when I think about, you know, I was thinking about this conversation and I was going through things and I said, you know, how many times have the celebrities that we know of, that we see, how many times have they been told no? But their persistence, their dedication, their desire, their commitment to keep going, to keep chiseling a little bit more through that mountain just to get to the other side, just to keep going on the other, to get to the other side of that fear, because that's where their ultimate success came from. It was over that hump of fear, you know. And I had did some research and I said, you know, I'm going to share this with everybody. And I started going through and I said, you know, the Beatles were once rejected by Decca Recording Studios because the recording studio didn't like their music. And now they're like one of the most renowned like music groups out there. Like, who does not know about the Beatles? Lady Gaga. She was told she wasn't pretty enough to be a singer, but she's gorgeous, like, to me. Like, I love the fact that she is unapologetic about her style and who she is and what she brings to the table. I love her. We all know Oprah Winfrey. She was demoted from being a news anchor because she wasn't fit for television, whatever that means. And now she's a billionaire. You know, and the list goes on and on, but what if those people, those individuals would have stopped because somebody told them no? Where would they be right now? And for all the listeners, that's the same question, you know, we want to pose to you. Where would you be right now had you not stopped? And if you are that person right now in your life that has stopped, how much further along in life could you be had you kept going? Don't be so quick to give up. That instant gratification will kill you every time.
This, what you're talking about is so important, and there's so many people, you know, that we can point to, people that were told no directly, and then other people were just, you know, I love the idea of being directly told no.
Right.
That is so much better than being in a situation where things are just not happening in your favor and nobody's telling you they're really, you're in the no box, right? Yeah. So we have to really acquire, Courtney, we have to acquire some skills.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be able to look at our lives and say, wait a minute, I am trudging here.
Right.
I'm just like beating the pavement here.
Right.
And something doesn't feel right. You know, do I feel great enough about myself in order to make the move that will get me to the place I want to go? Mm-hmm. Because if we don't have a belief in that, what happens?
My thought, like, you're never going to get anywhere. You're never going to get anywhere. If you don't believe that you can do something, if you don't feel like you are worthy or if you are valuable, people are going to treat you, they're going to treat you the way you treat yourself, first of all. How you treat yourself, how you hold yourself, you know, the way you kind of bust it out into the world, that's how people are going to receive you, and they're going to treat you accordingly. So if you feel like you don't have value, if you feel like you're not worthy enough, if you're not smart enough, strong enough, confident enough, let's go on. If you don't feel like you have it in you, nobody's going to believe that about you either. Nobody's going to believe that. So it starts with you. You have to understand that, you know, we are just like a torn dollar bill. If that dollar bill is ripped up into shreds, we will do everything we can to take it back together, and we can still spend it because it still has value. You as an individual, as a person, as a human, you have that same value. When you are broken, when you feel like you're a setback, when you feel like life is just dealing you blows after blows after blow, you still have value. You're still worthy. Get up and make something of yourself. You know, you can't continue to sit down and play the blame game, the victim game. I tell people, you get one day to be in your feelings. One day. Because you need that pressure release valve. You need to get your emotions out. But you get one day. After that day, your feet going to hit that pavement, get back to grinding, figure out where you messed up at, and now is your time to recover. Recover. It wasn't a setback. It wasn't a failure. It's only a failure if you fail to get back up. Once you stand back up on your own 2 feet, baby, you are back in the game. Let's go. But you have to want that for yourself and know that you are worthy of all of that, no matter what people tell you. And it all just starts on the inside of you.
Let's go right to this, too, because I want to keep rolling. Let's talk about now here we are. how do you build a life of opportunity? How do you look at these challenges in life as opportunities, not obstacles? You know, I love something that happened to me when I was in my early 20s. I love this thing that happened to me. I started to play a sport that I loved, and I really wasn't very good at it.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved it, and I started to compete in these little competitions in New Jersey. And the club owner came up to me one day and said, you know, you're working really hard at this, but you're actually learning a sport that people learn when they're 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. And you're like, what are you? Like, you're in your 20s. And I said, no, I'm like 20. And he said, that's what I said, you're in your 20s. I remember this guy. And he said, you're never going to be able to play this well. You're never going to be able to compete well. You're too old.
Oh, wow.
And I loved him saying that to me. Because I said, you think? I am going to show your story about what I can do. Now, that's my personality. Now, sometimes I've been able to move through it. And the series of events that happened after that are exactly what you talk about. I saw the opportunities. I even got injured and have a full cast. And my coach, Sam Hammond, he became number one national champion of Ghana, Africa, walked by, saw me practicing on a table tennis table, in a full-length cast on my right leg. Mm. And that got his attention, and he walked over to me, and he said, some accent, I got a picture of him. What are you doing? And I looked at him, and I said, like, who are you? And he said, well, what are you doing? I said, I'm practicing my serve. And he looked at me and he said, let me help you. That became an opportunity. This is the number one player in Ghana. He was like 10th in the United States. He walked in with a big backpack that's from New York to coach other people. Mm-hmm. And he looked at me and he said, I'm in an accent. I'm going to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Pate, I'm going to help you. And I said, okay. I didn't get what he said. He meant he's going to help me every day that I come in. He's going to coach me. Now, stupid little story about a sport, about a little ball. But we need to look at things that set us back, and we need to learn today. Because, Courtney, I want you to roll with this now. We are living in a world where every day of our lives, there is going to be something that pops up that's going to say to you, oopsie, another opportunity. But it's going to come in the form of a no, an obstacle, a challenge, or a setback. How do we get ready for it?
So just understanding that, you know, your path in life, you walk in that according to your experience. You know, you don't wake up every day wanting to be rude or just being a bad person. But, you know, understand that you cannot control people. You can only control your response and, you know, what you allow them to do to you emotionally. That's one way. The second is just understanding your limited beliefs. You know, figure out what that thing is that's holding you back. What's stopping you from seeing life in a more positive light? Is it, you know, because one person did one thing to you and now everybody's tarnished in your view? If that's the case, that was just that one person. That one person was probably that test that you needed in your life at that moment. So that you could have a testimony to say, hey, they told me I would never be great at this sport. But because I kept going, the next person took me under their wing and showed me the way. But had you just got mad at that one person and stopped when they said that you were not good, you know, would you have enjoyed life? Would you have continued on with whatever it is that you wanted to do in life? You know, just understand everybody doesn't get a trophy, which is a huge thing to me. And I think now it's so important that we share that with our younger generation, because everybody is not going to win at life. And it's okay. It is definitely okay. And that's that resiliency piece that I think is really, really missing. People don't know how to bounce back when something doesn't go the way they want it to go. They don't know how to come back from that. So their ultimate response is just kind of just sit down and just go by the wayside, just kind of die out, fade out into the background, because they lose that value, they lose that worthiness, they lose that confidence that they're, you know, supposed to have. They just feel like they can't go on anymore. But for me, that those are just some of the things that, you know, you can do to kind of stay in the game, to kind of shift your mindset from the negative to the positive, just your view of life, and understand that it's going to happen. But the responsibility, the accountability is on you to ensure that you have a positive response to it and not a negative one.
Yeah. Look, at there's so many more opportunities today for you to get an email that tells you, you know, tells you garbage like you're not enough. You're going to fail if you try. You're a fake. You're a fraud. And, you know, in some of these emails and some of these imply, Courtney, this, right? They imply you're a loser. You're never going to be successful, right? You know, as a people, you should give up. You're like a nobody. How many times, I can tell you, if I would get money for every time somebody said to me along the way, give up. You're never going to amount to anything. You're really not that smart. Mm-hmm. When I was a teenager, you stuttered. You're like, totally, you're a loser. You can't even get a sentence out. If we were to listen to that, we're not going to move. But your work and what you're doing is helping us do something else. Because you know what this stuff does? I want you to comment on this. Robs us of our opportunities, robs us of our self-worth, and robs us of time and freedom, and it robs us of money. So what you're talking about is really to say, hold up, everybody. That is just a bunch of garbage, right?
It is. It really is. And people don't understand, like, when you fold into that, when you allow that negativity to sink your soul, going back to that, you don't realize how many blessings you miss, how many opportunities you miss, because you allow one thing to hold you back from achieving what you want. And I earlier, you know, I called one of my high school girlfriends to wish her a happy birthday, and she was all ecstatic about me doing this podcast. And, you know, when I told her, I said, yeah, I said, well, you know, the question was presented to me like a year or two ago, and I kind of wasn't really there yet. I was like, I don't know, and I would do it. And, you know, just kind of simmering on the idea, I said, you know, there's a reason why this is happening right now. And why you are consumed with negative thoughts. And I said, well, what do you have to lose? Nothing. If the things that I've been through have been a mess. And I say, you have to go through a mess in your life in order to have a message for somebody else. And if I don't take this opportunity to do it, I could be missing out on my blessing. I could be blocking a blessing that was meant for me. And while I'm out here asking for things in life, like, oh, dear Lord, if you just give me this one opportunity, I will do X, Y, and Z. But I want to do something. I want to, you know, just help other people. And that goes for anybody listening. When you ask for something, be careful what you ask for. Because when the opportunity presents itself, you have to be ready. You have to understand, know, and see what that's going to look like. Because you really have no idea what it's going to look like. But you will get it. But because we're so scared and fearful of the word no, or the rejection, or the limited beliefs are holding us back, we'll just, I don't want to do it. I can't do it. No, I don't want to do that. But that might have been that opportunity. That might have been that positive opportunity right then at that moment, while you're over here thinking about your life being an obstacle. You were presented with this opportunity, but you allowed that negativity to sink your soul to the point that you couldn't even see the opportunity presented in front of you. Like, it's deep. It's really, really heavy.
Yeah. I mean, and that's really, this is really, as we're talking through this, let's just get right at it, right? We could train our thoughts.
Right.
We could train our thoughts to know, in your words, this is in your words, Courtney, everything has a purpose. We can train ourselves. I want you to talk to that. But also, look, these circumstances, if we let them pull us out, if we let circumstances in our lives define us, mm-hmm. see, that's what's going on. You mm-hmm. can let a job loss define you for right. decades to come. Or you could let maybe failure, this is not you, failure to go through an obstacle, physical obstacle course, right, mm-hmm. to achieve something. So how do we train our thoughts to know that everything has a purpose?
So, well, we really get into the fact that growth is a fixed mindset. You know, start trying to have that more growth mindset, a more open mindset. When somebody's presenting ideas, you know, or change, or just having a conversation, be a little bit more open. Be prepared for rough times. They're going to happen, you know, at least one time in your life. You know, see the lesson in everything that's presented to you in life. Know that everything is not a set or not an attack on you. A lot of us take a lot of things personal, but, you know, things in life are not a personal attack on you. Everybody doesn't get a trophy. That's just a thing for me. Like, everybody doesn't get a trophy. You know, control your negative thoughts. Reflect on why you believe more in the negative than you do the positive. What is driving that thought process, and start peeling back the layers of that onion. In the morning or throughout the day, repeat positive affirmations. Because we're working on changing your mindset to be more positive. So if you wake up in the morning and you post sticky notes in your car, on your car dashboard, on your mirror, send yourself text message alerts, you know, set an alarm to give you positive affirmation that you're beautiful, you're confident, you're strong, you're wise, you can do anything you put your mind to. Do that to kind of release the pressure in your life and kind of, you know, reset you on your course. Conquer your fears. Conquer your fear of the unknown. That is something that we have, it's hard to kind of bust through, but, you know, if you're scared of failure, then you're scared of success, because it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Never fear rejection, because that's going to happen. Like, it is what it is. And, you know, understand that the word no only means next opportunity. And also, rejection can be for your protection, because maybe that situation or that relationship or that job or that, you know, house or, you know, that degree was not meant for you. It was not a part of your life. That rejection just saved you from unhappiness, from abuse, from, you know, a loss in your paycheck. That rejection saved you. But again, it all goes back to having that open mindset, trying to see the lesson that's in that. And, you know, for me, I feel like once you're able to kind of lock that down and practice that every day, it becomes a part of who you are. And then eventually, when you change the way that you see things, the things that you see will ultimately change.
Yeah. You know, I want to do this. I know we got a few minutes left, and I want to wrap up with this, because this is something I've heard you talk about. I've read it. Let's just talk about the importance of trusting the process. You know. Because let's wrap this up for the next few minutes we have, because trusting the process is the greatest gift we have as right. human beings, isn't it?
Right. Oh, yes. And for me, you know, personal story, it was when I had that breakdown and I said, okay, you know what? I'm just going to trust the process. So, again, going back to, I believe everybody that is in your life at different points of your life are placed there for a reason. So I started allowing people to just kind of come in and mentor me, give me advice, recommendations, constructive criticism, you name it. Because, one, a lot of them are all senior to me, and if they're trying to help me, maybe they see something in me that I didn't see in myself. And human nature, we don't invest in people who we feel are not going to give us a return on our investment. We mentor those individuals. We talk and train, and we are there for those individuals who we know will receive what we're given. So I allowed myself to kind of be used as a vessel to train and learn and watch and see what these individuals had to offer me, what my mentors had to offer me, And from there, you know, my vision became a little clearer. I started seeing, like, okay, you know what? These group of people over here aren't really my friends, or I can't trust you. Okay, you're going hard on me because you know I can do better than what I'm doing, and, you know, you're taking your time and getting me on the right track. So I'm going to keep you in my life. But it's a reason for everything. And through that, trusting all those people, trusting the path, and not getting mad when I didn't win an award, and not getting mad when, you know, my job at one point was taken away from me, or when I failed, you know, a body fat weigh-in in the Navy, and they took me away from my job and put me somewhere else. I did not get mad. I looked at the situation and said, what is this about? There's something in here. There's a lesson that I need to learn. Something is speaking to me saying, this isn't for you. We're gonna revamp you, put you back on the right course so that you can get to your ultimate destination. Now, had I fought back, had I sat in the corner and just lived in my feelings, you know, for more than just that one day that I wanted to really sit in traffic, had I just sat in my feelings, you know, and not got back up, would I be here right now?
Yeah.
Would things have worked out for my good? Would I have written 2 books on my way to the third? Would I be asked to come speak to other people and give them my testimony and my message from the tests and the messes that I went through? I had to trust the process. And I tell people, once you trust in the process, it's just taking your hands off the wheel and just go. You know, wherever you end up at, however you get there, that's where you're supposed to be. You know, and that's how I feel with life sometimes. You know what? Right now, I don't know what's going on. I'm tired. I can't make it. But I'm taking my hands off the wheel. Whoever you believe in, they got it. Let them drive it. And they're going to get you to where you need to go. But you got to let go. We want to control everything. And we want instant gratification. And it's an Amazon Prime life. And everybody want to order it today, get it tomorrow. And you can't do that. You know, it takes time. It's not an overnight delivery process. But take your hands off the wheel for a second. Trust the people that are around you. You know, stop holding yourself back thinking that you can't. I'll never be able to. I can't do. Yes, you can, and yes, you will. It's just a shift in the mindset.
Courtney Cottrell, everybody. I love this. You know, when you take your hand off the wheel, then you really step into this beautiful place. And thank you for reminding us that. Again, Courtney, everybody out there, unapologeticallyfavored.com. You're going to hear more from Courtney coming up here.
Okay.
You know, next time maybe we'll talk about, like, when you take their hands off the wheel.
Ooh.
Yep. Get ready for the ride of your life. Instagram, unapologetically, right?
C-A-K. Unapologetically C-A-K on Instagram. Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to Unapologetically Favored. When you stop worrying about what others think and start walking in your purpose, you allow yourself to grow, you discover all the gifts you have to offer the world, and everything begins to shift from uncertainty to possibility. Can't get enough? Unapologetically Favored is also a book. Bring home a copy and learn more about Courtney by visiting unapologeticallyfavored.com. We will see you right here next time. And until then, keep seeing in your...